We're so glad that you're here today. Thank you so much for listening. It is a crazy busy day in the news. We have the House getting ready to make their statement to announce the articles of impeachment. We think that there are two, and we should find out here in a few seconds. One of them is abuse of power, and the other one is obstruction of Congress, right?
When you say two, more like number two.
Oh, man, that's good.
That's coming. I'm going to say the
really?
Same joke in like
30
seconds.
Save them for your show. Save those for your show.
Okay. I'll work on that.
I want you to have all those great jokes on that show.
Exciting, though. It's going to be big. We got two today. They're saying they could do three. There could be a Mueller-related one they want to throw in there.
Right.
You have potential of Mueller stuff being mentioned in the other two. So there's a lot going on. Who knows what it could be?
Well, Ted Cruz is also going to be joining us in about 15 minutes, actually 10 minutes from now, to talk about the things that he was trying to talk to meet the press about. Oh, he was funny when he was doing that. We're not going to interrupt him, and we're going to let him say the things that he was trying to say on Meet the Press. Why are they looking into Ukraine?
The fusion of entertainment and enlightenment.
Hello, America, and welcome to Tuesday. Glad you're here. Senator Ted Cruz. You know, it happens all the time. Like, people don't call me doctor, even though, right? Right?
You are a doctor.
I am a doctor. Senator Ted Cruz is going to be with us to explain what he was trying to explain to Chuck Todd over the weekend about, we should actually look into Ukraine and corruption and meddling in our election. We'll let him talk about that. I'm going to tell you about the three senators now in Congress that are now looking to put the testimony together and the witness list. Oh, I can't wait to share that with you. And in 1 minute, we go to the House, where they're about to announce the impeachment articles. We'll get there in 1 minute.
This is the Glenn Beck Program.
Best way to start off the day, I mean, besides listening to the Glenn Beck Program, steak and eggs. When the eggs are over easy and the steak is juicy and thick and filled with marbled fat and... Actually, the best steak I have had in a long time, and I mean this sincerely, was recently I had an Omaha steak, and it was a filet, and it was so tender you could cut it with a fork. There's just nothing like an Omaha steak. Once you've had one, you're like, oh, I know what that is. That's an Omaha steak, isn't it? They are so tender and so flavorful. The Omaha steak, really, honestly, the only filet I ever eat. I only like filets from Omaha Steaks. I rarely eat them other than that. They're so good. And right now, you can get four bacon-wrapped filets. You get four really yummy pork chops, four Omaha steak burgers, four perfectly browned potatoes au gratin, four made-from-scratch caramel apple tartlets, and the Omaha Steak signature seasoning packet, plus a free six-piece cutlery set and cutting board, and it's all $69.99. Perfect gift for Christmas. Send it to somebody you love. Go to omahasteaks.com. Use the promo code Beck. Promo code Beck. You have to put Beck in the search bar. That will find this particular special for you. omahasteaks.com. Promo code Beck. Use it in the search bar. Nancy Pelosi has just taken the stage, looking so regal with all of the Democrats behind her. She's about to announce the articles of impeachment, and here she is live.
Chair of the Ways and Means Committee.
Yeah.
Chairman, all these chairmen. Chairman Richie Neal of Massachusetts, the chair of the Foreign Affairs Committee.
Wow.
Elliot Engel of New York, the chair of the Financial Services Committee. Maxine Waters of California, the chair of the Committee on Government Reform and Oversight, Congresswoman Carolyn Maloney.
Wow. No malarkey with Maloney.
I also want to acknowledge the important work that was done by our dear and departed, may rest in peace, Elijah Cummings, as chair of the Oversight Committee. Now pleased to yield to the distinguished chair of the Judiciary Committee, Mr. Nathan.
It's almost too much energy coming out of Pelosi.
Right. And her dentures are starting to slip a little at the end, too.
Thank you, Madam Speaker.
But he's very distinguished. Listen.
Over the last several months...
Yes, yes.
The investigative committees of the House have been engaged in an impeachment inquiry into President Donald Trump's efforts to solicit foreign interference in the 2020 elections. Uh-huh. Efforts that compromised our national security and threatened the integrity of our elections. Oh. Throughout this inquiry, he has attempted to conceal the evidence from Congress and from the American people. Our president holds the ultimate public trust.
Uh-huh.
When he betrays that trust mm-hmm. and puts himself before country,
mm-hmm.
he endangers the Constitution.
Yes.
He endangers our democracy,
mm-hmm.
and he endangers our national security.
Mm.
The framers of the Constitution prescribed a clear remedy for presidents who so violate their oath of office.
Really, anyone,
That
Jerry.
Is the power of impeachment. Mm-hmm. Today, in service to our duty to the Constitution and to our country, the House Committee on the Judiciary is introducing two articles of impeachment charging the President of the United States, Donald J. Trump, with committing high crimes and misdemeanors. The first article is for abuse of power. It is an impeachable offense for the President to exercise the powers of his public office to obtain an improper personal benefit while ignoring or injuring the national interest.
Oh, my God.
That is exactly what President Trump did when he solicited and pressured Ukraine to interfere in our 2020 presidential election, thus damaging our national security, undermining the integrity of the next election, and violating his oath to the American people. These actions, moreover, are consistent with President Trump's previous invitations of foreign interference in our 2016 presidential election. And when he was caught, when the House investigated and opened an impeachment inquiry, President Trump engaged in unprecedented, categorical, and indiscriminate defiance of the impeachment inquiry. This gives rise to the second article of impeachment for obstruction of Congress. Here, too, we see a familiar pattern in President Trump's misconduct. A president
this
who
is
declares
laughable.
Himself above accountability,
this, I mean,
above
these two.
The American people, and above Congress's power of impeachment, which is meant to protect against threats to our democratic institutions, is a president who sees himself as above the law. We must be clear. No one, not even the president,
or you?
Is above the law.
Schiff?
I want to recognize the great contributions of the investigative chairs. Particularly Intelligence
Chalupa,
Committee Chairman Adam Schiff,
Biden,
Foreign Affairs Chairman Elliot Engel,
Clinton,
Committee on Oversight and Reforms former Chairman
are they
the late
above
Elijah
the law?
Cummings, and its new Chairwoman Carolyn
All right.
Maloney.
Thanks. We don't need the rest of that. So here's what they have. Two articles of impeachment. One, abuse of power for personal benefit, ignoring our national interest. I could take that apart in 2 minutes and will. Also... he's charged with obstruction of Congress. That one is hysterical. He can
laughable.
He can obstruct Congress all he wants, unless the court system, the Supreme Court, says, excuse me, knock it off. Because they're in defiance of one or the other, they have a right. They're equal branches. This is hysterical. We'll get into that and Ted Cruz in 1 minute from now. Stand by. First, let me tell you about our sponsor. It's American Financing. Then a good 15 minutes here with Ted Cruz. American Financing, you know who's paying the landlord's mortgage? That would be you. Rent payments are so high, you're probably paying for his kid to go to college as well. You can think that it's difficult to save up the money, especially when you're trying to buy a new home. But there are options out there that might get you into your home for less than you think. Here's what you need to do. You need to take 10 minutes out of your day today and call American Financing. Just 10 minutes. Their salary-based mortgage consultants are going to walk you through what you could qualify and what your best options are. They're not going to pressure you. They're not going to charge you some fee to get qualified like some lenders do. In fact, if you're already in the middle of a mortgage process, you might want to call American Financing just to see if that's the best deal you can get. There's nothing wrong with shopping around. Remember, they're selling you that loan. They're not giving you that loan. American Financing, a company that is dedicated to making sure the entire mortgage process is as easy as it can get. And I can't say that enough. They are really amazing, amazing at what they do. American Financing, 800-906-2440, 800-906-2440, or go to AmericanFinancing.net. That's AmericanFinancing.net.
American Financing Corporation, NMLS 182334, www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org.
We break for 10 seconds, station ID. All right, the senator from the great state of Texas, Senator Ted Cruz. How are you, Ted?
Glenn, my friend, always great to be with you.
Thank you. First, your comments on the articles of impeachment, abuse of power and obstruction of Congress.
Well, you know, it reminds me a little bit of Sherlock Holmes' famous dog that didn't bark, which is I think these articles of impeachment represent an admission of failure on the part of the Democrats.
I think so, too.
Just 2-3 weeks ago, you may remember that every Democrat in Washington was using the word bribery. They were saying bribery over and over and over again. Mm-hmm. The reason for that, the Democratic Congressional Campaign Committee had focus grouped it. They'd done focus grouped and polled it. And they discovered that bribery was really bad. And when they said bribery, people reacted understandably badly and said, I don't like bribery. And so in a 24-hour period, just about every Democrat in the House began saying bribery, bribery, bribery. Here's the problem. They don't have evidence of bribery. They don't have evidence of criminal conduct. And as the hearings went on, they brought in one witness after another, and they couldn't prove what they were alleging. In significant part because the president released the transcript of the phone call on the face of it, and there's nothing illegal or criminal in it. And it came to really a really revealing moment this weekend when the House Democrats put out a 55-page memorandum in which they called it a scholarly memorandum, in which they argued that for impeachment, you don't have to prove any criminal offense or even any law was violated. You don't even have to prove that the president had a speeding ticket. That instead they said you could just impeach for amorphous abuse of power, which is what they just did a few minutes ago. What that reveals, you know, as you know, poker, you know, poker, Glenn.
Yeah.
In the game of poker, if someone has a tell, it's when they have a really bad hand and they reveal it. They twist their ring or they pull on their hair. Or they do something to reveal, I got a terrible hand. The Democrats have a tell. They're revealing that they haven't been able to prove any of what they said they were going to prove, but they're going to impeach the president anyway because they hate him. This is a partisan exercise, and it's been nothing but a partisan show trial for months. But the good news is once the House is done with it, the Senate's going to take it up, and this is going to be thrown out. This is going nowhere, and every Democrat who is voting to impeach knows that this has 0% chance of succeeding in the Senate.
So here's the thing that I wanted to talk to you about, because you did a great job on Meet the Press, and they just would not let you speak, and they mocked you for it. And this is what I hope we do find out in the Senate. I know Grassley, Johnson, and Graham are starting to put together witness lists that they want to dig into the Ukrainian scandal. And the first person they want to bring on is Chalupa, the DNC operative. The other one is Andrei Telashenko, who I've had on this program before, who tells a very different story. Can you explain why the media should not be laughing at the claim that the Democrats were using Ukraine to interfere in this election?
Well, sure, and the simplest answer why the media shouldn't be laughing is that it's a fact and they're supposed to be journalists. But they're not journalists anymore. Most of the media, they are propagandists. They don't pretend to be fair and objective. And the reason they're laughing, the reason they're mocking and attacking any claim about Ukraine is they're terrified. You know, on Sunday when I did Meet the Press, I've done Meet the Press a lot of times. Chuck Todd knows how to be a real journalist. He's capable of asking questions that are real questions. I've never seen Chuck Todd panic as much as he did on Sunday. And all of the media is panicking because they see the Democrats' case collapsing and they're running like rats from a ship. So here's the game the media has played. Is they've, for the past several weeks, they try to pose to anyone in Republican politicians or anyone else, are you saying that Ukraine and not Russia interfered in 2016? They try to pose it as a binary test so that anyone who says, well, yes, aha, you're a fool, you're denying the Russian interference. Well, look, that's utter nonsense. Let me say unequivocally, yes, Russia interfered in our 2016 election. Russia is not our friend. Vladimir Putin is a KGB thug, which, by the way, the Democrats and the media were apologists for during the entire Obama administration. Mm-hmm. They suddenly discovered Russia are bad guys. I'm glad they did so after about 70 years of kissing up to the Soviet Union and Russia. But the fact that Russia interfered in our election does not mean that nobody else on Earth did also. We know for a fact a number of other countries have actively interfered in our elections, including China, including North Korea, and including Ukraine. And the simple facts, so in 2016, in the fall of 2016, the sitting ambassador from Ukraine authored an op-ed published in The Hill blasting Donald Trump. The Ukrainian embassy pushed that out on their official website. That is very, very unusual for a sitting ambassador to try to inject themselves into the middle of an American presidential campaign. Not only that, publicly, the sitting interior minister of the Ukrainian government was blasting Donald Trump. The former prime minister of Ukraine was blasting Donald Trump. Two parliamentarians in Ukraine held a press conference where they accused their government of illegally trying to influence the U.S. election to help elect Hillary Clinton. Those are all facts. And as you note, a Democratic operative who worked for the DNC was meeting repeatedly with the Ukrainians, and it is at least alleged was coordinating closely with Democrats and Hillary Clinton to attack Donald Trump.
You also have a court case in Ukraine. The guy who was the head of the Anti-Corruption Bureau, which was partly funded by George Soros and put together by our own administration, Hillary Clinton, Barack Obama, and running through our Justice Department. You have the head guy of that on tape saying that, yeah, I was working to help Hillary Clinton win the election. He yep. and another guy were both nailed and found guilty of interfering with the U.S. election. They say that this was overturned. It wasn't overturned. They just couldn't give them a sentence because in Ukraine, you can't go after a sitting parliamentarian. And so they both walked away, but it was not overturned, and we have it on tape.
Yep. And you know what, Glenn? The media knows all of this. I mean, it was in January 2017, Politico wrote a long expose about Ukraine interfering in the election. The reporter's now a reporter at the New York Times. CBS wrote about it. The Economist wrote about it. The Financial Times wrote about it. All of the media know this, and back when they were just trying to report news, of course they'd report it. Today, the reason they get so hysterical when you say it is because the Democrats' impeachment case is collapsing. And number one, Ukraine was interfering, trying to benefit Hillary Clinton, and all of the mainstream media wanted Hillary Clinton to win. So they agree with that interference. That's interference on their side. They're okay with that. But number two, they are desperately trying to preserve the narrative. I have to say, it has been hysterical to see the media screaming. So if you acknowledge the facts, and what you and I just said, there are simple facts, they scream that you're a Russian asset. Mm. That was a quote from the Washington Post on Sunday where they called me a Russian asset. John Harwood, the reporter at CNBC, who even among mainstream media reporters is remarkably partisan. He was so bad, he got NBC fired from hosting Republican debates in 2016 because he can't resist letting his partisan bias come out. He sent out on Twitter and said, well, now Cruz is just a mouthpiece for Russian propaganda.
No, that's ridiculous. This is ridiculous. I've been proudly against Russia, and I know you have been, at least in my case, since 1964. So please stop with this nonsense. Let me ask you this.
Well, in my office, there is a 15-foot-wide painting of Ronald Reagan standing before the Brandenburg Gate and uttering the most important words of this last century, Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall. I mean, go back to the Obama-Mitt Romney debate.
I know.
Where Romney was rightly pointing out the dangers of Putin and Russia, and Obama looked at him and said, Mitt, the 1980s call, they want their foreign policy back. The Dems are apologists for Russia, but they've taken it on as convenient. And listen, the fact that they get so hysterical is
tells you something.
Revealing. It
yeah.
shows how scared they are. They don't have any evidence. And what they're going to do next week, which is vote to impeach, they decided they wanted to do in November of 2016. So it's unrelated to any facts. It's not related
all
to
right.
evidence.
So Ted, I've got less than a minute here with you, and I just want to ask you, because you started the conversation off with, we're going to throw this out in the Senate. Please tell me that you are going to hold an impeachment trial and expose all of this stuff in the Senate, won't you?
We will have a trial in the Senate. Good. Unlike the House, where there was no due process and no fairness, I believe the Senate will be much more fair. We'll allow both sides to present the case. So the House
Great.
Managers can present their arguments, but we're going to allow the White House and the president to present their defense. I believe that means if the president wants to call witnesses, the president should be able to call witnesses. If the president wants to call Hunter Biden or the whistleblower, whomever the president wants to call, we should allow both sides to present their case. And then on the facts, this is going to be thrown out because the Democrats have not they're abusing the Constitution. Not only have they not
exactly.
proven an impeachable offense, they know it, and they're just abusing the Constitution for partisan ends.
Great to talk to you, Ted. Thank you so much. Senator Ted Cruz, you can follow him at cruz.senate.gov. Thank you for clearing that last one out. I was afraid they were going to throw it out. I'm glad to hear that Ted is saying they're going to have a trial, and they should call the whistleblower and Chalupa and everyone else involved, because I think it destroys the DNC.
You're listening to Glenn Beck.
Can't hide from the truth your whole life. All right, you thought you were done with Christmas shopping. One more thing you need to get, and it won't fit in a box or a bag, and it will make everything in your home look like it looks better, and it will make you feel better, honestly. When your home is together, you just feel better when you walk in. Here is the cheapest way to make a change in your house that is dramatic, and that is custom window coverings from Blinds.com. Premium cellular shades to wood blinds to Roman shades. Now through December 16th, you can save 40% on customer favorites at Blinds.com. Plus, you get an extra 20% off with the promo code Beck. You'll get free samples, free shipping, and free online design consultation. All of it backed by their 100% satisfaction guaranteed. If you're not totally satisfied with the style, the color, the quality, they'll remake them for free, even if it's your mistake. So go to Blinds.com. Now through December 16th, you'll save 40% on the best-selling favorites, plus get an extra $20 off with promo code Beck. That's 40% off the favorites, plus an extra $20 off with promo code Beck. Rules and restrictions apply at Blinds.com.
Okay, so there's been two articles of impeachment filed. We're going to go into the details of that in just a minute. More on TV tonight, blazetv.com. The promo code is Glenn.
Hey, good morning, everybody. It's a week before Christmas holidays, and we've got Santa Claus himself, a jolly old elf, Pat Gray, with us today.
Hello. Good morning, everybody.
Hey, we've got weather coming up on the 10s. You don't want to miss it. In traffic every 2 minutes. Which is strange because sometimes the traffic reports are over 2 minutes. And so then they start to build up. And then by 6 o'clock this afternoon, it's nothing but traffic reports. how you
doing? I want to see a radio station do that. I do. It's
okay, I know we're traffic. Running late. I'm giving you the traffic report for 8:15 this morning. And I know it's 12:30 in the afternoon, but we got a little backed up. So, how you doing, Pat?
I'm great. Yeah. I am great. I just heard the articles of impeachment announced, and I couldn't be more psyched.
Actually, I am. Well, I'm really happy about these two articles of impeachment because they're ridiculous.
They are, and they really have nothing to do. And it's interesting because Nancy Pelosi last week said, this isn't about the Ukraine call. It's about Russia. And sure enough, that's kind of what they made it about, right?
That's, what are you saying that they don't have? They don't have anything here.
Yeah, they got nothing.
So I will say nothing. They have not included anything from the Mueller report. So think about what a fabulous failure that it was. They did
the whole thing.
Well,
we're going to be talking about the IG report and how the media is explaining that. I want to go into the IG report next hour. The scales will fall off of your eyes and. I'm about to say something about it in about 30 minutes that I haven't heard anywhere else. And I think it is absolutely what Americans are screaming for and about. And we'll talk about that in about 30 minutes.
You guys were talking, I think, to Senator Cruz when Schiff and Pelosi were babbling their nonsense in the
Schiff or Nadler? Was Schiff up there?
Oh, Schiff and Nadler were up there, but Pelosi was standing by. And it was a group of, I don't know, seven stooges up there. And all of a sudden, they're all about the framers. I mean, they're about the framers.
You mean those old white guys?
Yeah, the racist.
The racist old white guys that knew nothing about anything and this old dusty document that couldn't possibly see our times?
Right.
Yeah.
The only thing they knew about framers before now was what they found out at Hobby Lobby.
Right.
That's the only framer they ever talked
about.
And
I want you to know, it's not a usual thing for a leftist to be in a Hobby Lobby.
That's right.
So they knew very little about framing.
And then was it Schiff or was it Nadler talking about, I think it was Schiff, that we can't allow him to cheat in one more election. People wonder why we don't wait. Why don't you just wait? Why don't you take more time? We can't allow him to cheat in one more election, and we can't allow a foreign power to help him in one more election.
So let me go over this with you.
Agonizing.
I want to hear your opinion on this. Abuse of power is the first charge. Okay.
Yes.
That means you have, because they said that the president was driven by personal benefit and ignored the national interest. That is absolutely not true. At the end of the list of everything that he wanted investigated was Joe Biden. That was at the end of the list.
Yeah.
He wanted to know about corruption all the way along, and it was all of the Democrat and Obama administration corruption. Where's our missing money? Where's our what happened with the election?
Money.
Yeah, our
He's talking
money.
About the United States there. Jim Jordan took that apart really well and showed that he was not talking about me or I. He was talking about we and ours, meaning the United States of America's interest, not mine.
Right. Now, you could say, and I believe this to be true, that Donald Trump also wanted information for his own personal benefit because, A, he was sick and tired of being called a bad guy, a guy who rigged the election with Russia and everything else, and really wanted to expose Joe Biden, Barack Obama, Hillary Clinton, Chalupa, the whistleblower, all of the things.
Everybody who'd been working against him.
Everyone who had been working against him. He wanted that out. Because who wouldn't want that out?
Mm-hmm.
Who wouldn't? If that was you, you would want that exposed as well.
Yep.
But you can easily say all of that stuff also was in the national interest. So I don't know how you're going to prove abuse of power. And then the next one is obstruction of Congress. Notice it's not obstruction of justice.
Mm-hmm.
Why, Pat?
Because he didn't obstruct justice. He just he pissed them off by not kowtowing to the Congress.
What's the difference between obstruction of Congress and obstruction of justice?
And they were considering an obstruction of justice article as well. That was
couldn't
related to the Mueller.
Couldn't do it.
Which is remarkable because they all said it was there.
Yeah.
When the report came out, remember how successful they said the Mueller report was when it came out? Now they all admit that it was nothing.
And wouldn't the justice, that would be a court system situation.
Yes.
Yeah.
A justice would be
the court.
Someone who is not, for instance, if I were testifying in front of the Congress and I was defying Congress, I could, just like the president, say, you know what? Take me to court.
Right.
And it would be different. The obstruction of Congress for me.
And that's not obstructing anything because you have that right.
Correct.
That's another equal branch of government.
Correct. And so I would have to invoke the Fifth Amendment, okay? Because I have a congressional, I have a constitutional right to say, I'm not talking to you, okay? What obstruction of justice is different for the president of the United States and obstruction of Congress because he is equal to Congress. They said, well, you know, he wouldn't provide any of the witnesses. He told them not to. John Bolton, who I don't think is a friend of the president's
at
this point.
Doesn't seem like it.
Right. He's willing to testify, but he was told by one branch, don't testify. Told by another branch, do testify. What he said was, I want the third branch to tell me which one to listen to. So the president has every right as an equal branch to say, no, you're not getting that. You're not getting that.
And it's been established in the courts over and over again. I mean, the way it's stated is like words like absolute immunity from being compelled to testify. The second one is, it shows how weak their hand is.
Oh, my gosh. That's laughable.
Laughable.
You don't have to call a single witness for that. All you need to do is just read the court reports. You know, all of the cases that have been settled on the president defying Congress over and over again, and the Supreme Court saying absolute clear right of the president to do it. I don't even think you need to call a witness. You just need to present the evidence to the court on what the law is.
Mm-hmm.
Over and over again, it's been cleared.
And
the president doesn't have to.
As long as the Republicans do the right thing and make sure that we hold the Senate trial, all of this is going to come to light, and all of this is going to be exposed. If
how
they
sad
give
is
him
this?
His day in court,
how
I don't know if
sad
they're going
is
to.
Well, Ted Cruz said they were.
He did say they were?
He did.
Because I've been hearing rumblings the last few days.
Well,
that
he said at the beginning, he said, you know, this thing is going to get out. They're going to get to the Senate. We're just going to throw it out. And I said, please tell me that's just language here. You don't mean that. And he said, no. We are going to have a trial.
Oh, good.
So,
yeah,
good.
One other thing that's kind of developing now is the White House has leaked some stuff to the press saying that they want it to start over Christmas. It's going to be a Christmas trial.
No, don't do that.
Which, you know, of course, no one's going to be paying
attention to. Nobody's going to pay attention to that.
Which is unfortunate.
Wait until the first of the year to do it.
I can understand why, right? Like, you're going through an impeachment trial. Maybe the idea is get it over with, keep it as far away from the election as possible, as few eyeballs on it as possible. However, I think it's the opposite of what the...
I think you want everybody to see it.
This is
let them show how ridiculous this is.
Yes, it's a travesty.
Yeah, the time for, you know, hiding it was with Bill Clinton. You know, you didn't want any more coming out. You didn't, you know, you knew how that pretty much was going to end. But just, I don't want any more salacious details, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Maybe. But when you're innocent, when it is this clear cut... In my opinion, I want it prime time every day. I want to make sure I get the most coverage, the most eyeballs. If I were President Trump, I'd take out money. I'd take my own personal money and advertise. I would say, I'm going to be in the courtroom and I'll just be sitting, you know, just watching it. And, you know, me, I might just blurt something out. I would make sure everyone in America was watching this.
I mean, these are not the actions of a confident party. If you are confident in your ability to beat Donald Trump in 2020, this is not what you do. I mean, this is desperation stuff. This is, you know, trick plays and throwing the ball. Hail Marys in the second quarter. This doesn't make any sense.
So let me take a break and stay, Pat, because I want to ask you an opinion on something that I think is an open and shut case, especially with these as the articles of impeachment. They talked in a big game. As Ted Cruz said, you know, they were talking about bribery. Mm-hmm. Okay. They were talking about a lot of things. Abuse of power. Okay. Which you have to prove his mindset, and obstruction of Congress, which is a joke.
Yeah.
So I want to ask you, I want to give you a theory. And please prove it wrong when we come back.
All right, Christmas is on its way. Means lots of good food, lots of cheer, and time spent with the people we love. Isn't that right?
Really?
Yes.
Because my family's coming over. I thought I was going to spend it with the people I love. Buddy!
There's only
Jake,
two.
My wife. Please!
Only 2 weeks left of the Chamonix Christmas and Holiday Sale. Time's running out on Chamonix's best promotion of the year. So don't wait to order. Imagine the double chin and turkey neck gone by the time the
turkey
relatives
neck.
Arrive.
Hey, you know why we all have turkey necks after eating turkey? Or why we eat so much turkey? How?
You really?
Why do we eat so much turkey, Pat?
Because we like it?
Because the turkey says gobble, gobble.
I get it. It means two things.
Yeah, see? Yeah. It's a double entendre.
Yeah. Right. Kind of. Okay.
Don't tell
speak
jokes
that Mexican around here.
Ever again. Bizarre. All right. Jenny Sells Breakthrough Jawline Treatment is available. MDL Technology is going to help that whole problem there. And not going to help the joke problem, unfortunately, but it will help others like turkey neck.
Make the swelling go down.
From now till Christmas, you get the Genucel with eye bags and puffiness absolutely free. Plus, Genucel's immediate effects for results in just 12 hours. You can look 10, 15, 20 years younger right before your eyes, and it's 100% guaranteed or your money back, so you don't have to believe them. You just have to try it, and you can get your money back if it doesn't work. Chamonix is partnered with Women Rising to give the exact package that you get to a woman seeking support and assistance from domestic violence as well, so something cool for the holidays. 800-577-8709 or Genucel.com. Your order today includes Genucel's anti-wrinkle treatment as well. Be upgraded to priority shipping for free. Order now and get a surprise luxury stocking stuffer just in time.
Hey, what's old, white, and wrinkled?
What's that?
Nancy Pelosi! Wait.
That's not a joke. It's just a statement of fact.
That's the only statement of fact that has been around Nancy Pelosi in a long time.
800-577-8709 or genucel.com. It's GENUCEL.com.
This is the Glenn Beck Program.
All right, I want you to I want you to talk me out of this and tell me why it wouldn't end this way. I believe the Democrats are on the verge of being the Whig Party. Now, the Whig Party, with an H, W-H-I-G, that was the second party that the Republican Party replaced it with within 7 years. Started to shake apart in about 1853. By 1860, it's dead. Okay, and the Republican Party has elected its first president. That was a new party. And it was because the Whigs really didn't stand for anything. It was just a sham by 1850. And I think the Democrats are there. The Republicans are too, in many ways. But they are nothing like what the Democrats have done. The Democrats have taken us through 4 years of investigation. They have wanted this before he was even elected. Everyone knows this is just a show trial. Now, because the media is involved, half of the country believes that, well, there's got to be some case. But I don't even think, I really don't even think that people are strong in that, especially when you start looking abuse of power and obstruction of Congress. Those are laughable charges, especially after 3.5 years of nonstop investigation. Now, what we have found is that the Democrats were actively involved in throwing the campaign for Hillary Clinton and using a foreign entity. We know that Chalupa was involved, and with the DNC. We know the ambassadors. We know the people that were called to testify and those who were not allowed to testify, i.e. the whistleblower, were directly involved in all of this. That this is truly collusion. That on top of them losing our money, then instructing one of the witnesses instructed the Ukrainian people not to investigate George Soros or the missing money in his own handwriting, in his own letter from his office at the State Department. He said, we're fine with what happened to that money. No need to investigate. Well, I'm not fine. You're not fine. And that guy was one of the guys trying to impeach Donald Trump. I truly believe that if the Senate does their job and they let everybody speak, go ahead. You take all of those people that testified and let them speak, but also let others testify and show the actual documents. And I think the Democrats are over. I think it is 1853 for the Democrats that within 10 years, there's no Democratic Party.
Wow. That'd be awesome.
I mean, a chance of that? A chance of that being true?
It's possible. I
mean, yeah, it's possible.
It's a matter of whether people have the attention span to follow the whole thing.
Yeah. And, of course, the media being complicit, that gets in the way of it.
It'd be difficult.
Not if it's done right.
Yeah.
You're listening to Glenn Beck.
Thank you very much. Appreciate it. So glad that you're here today. I want to talk to you about our spotlight sponsor, and that is American Financing. American Financing, I've known them for a long time. I've known them since just before the crash, and they wanted me to advertise. And I said, yeah, I don't do any mortgage companies. They said, no, we agree with you. We listen to you all the time. We agree with you. The banks are out of control. We don't do those kinds of loans. I said, really? Well, you know what? Call me after the collapse and let's see how you did. They were fine. It's a family-owned and operated, really ethical group. They don't work for the banks. They use common sense and common decency to find the right loan for you. So I want you to go to AmericanFinancing.net. If you're looking for any kind of home loan mortgage, you're looking to refi, looking for a new home loan, whatever you're looking for. AmericanFinancing.net. They have you covered coast to coast. 800-906-2440. 800-906-2440. It's AmericanFinancing.net. America's home for home loans. AmericanFinancing.net.
15 seconds.
All right. We have the articles of impeachment have been filed today, and we also have the IG report came out yesterday. You're not going to believe this.
Of entertainment and enlightenment. This is the Glenn Beck Program.
Hello, America. The articles of impeachment have been filed. Now, this has come to a surprise. As a surprise to a lot of people, they're like, what? The Democrats did what? Yes. And when you hear the two articles that they filed, so shockingly, not about bribery. Shockingly, no crimes. Shockingly, it's just really a matter of opinion. And we'll tell you about those. And this hour, really focus on the IG report that came out yesterday. You're not going to believe the the way that thing has been spun. Give that to you in 1 minute.
This is the Glenn Beck Program.
This week, the House has finished their show trials and now moved into the articles of impeachment, and it's on its way to the Senate, where it's going to be taken apart. Rumor has it that Trump wants to do this before Christmas or during Christmas. I think he should demand prime time. I think he should be in the balcony someplace, and he should let everybody know, I just might blurt some things out. Everyone should watch this. If the Republicans do their job and you actually have a fair trial, I think it changes the whole world. But did you know you're probably, if you've been making phone calls on Verizon or AT&T or any of these groups, you may have helped finance some of this stuff. You're helping finance abortion, open borders, gun confiscation, and impeachment. Because companies like Verizon donate millions to left-wing causes. Patriot Mobile is the only cell phone service in America that donates a portion of the monthly bill to conservative organizations fighting for the values you believe in. Now, you'd think, well, you know what, I'll go ahead and just make my own donations. No, it's great to have a company where they can make millions of dollars and donate it. And here's the key. You will pay less than what you're paying now. In some cases, far, far less. The choice is really clear. Switching to Patriot Mobile, it is easy. Keep your number. Get reliable nationwide service. No hidden fees. At patriotmobile.com/Beck. Use the promo code ZFREE. Or call 877-367-7524. It's patriotmobile.com/Beck. Promo code Z3. All right, the articles of impeachment have been filed, and here they are. Abuse of power. The president using the powers of his office for personal gain, ignoring the national interest, which is based on your opinion. If you believe the president didn't want to know anything except Joe Biden, didn't care about where our $8 billion went, didn't care about the obstruction or the throwing of the election in 2016 and the actual collusion with the Democratic Party. If you think that was all personal, if you think that he was only going after Joe Biden because he was a candidate, and it had nothing to do with making sure that the vice president wasn't enriching his family at our expense, go ahead, try to prove that. I don't know how you're going to, but try to prove that. Pat Gray joins us along with Stu Bergier, our executive producer. The second one is obstruction of Congress, not obstruction of justice, but obstruction of Congress. This one is truly laughable. Because the president can obstruct Congress. They're an equal branch, an equal and separate branch. So the Congress cannot tell the president what to do, and the president cannot tell Congress what to do. They can try, and they've tried over and over again for the last 200 plus years. But the Supreme Court has decided over and over and over again, it is absolutely the president's right to not allow people to testify or turn over records.
David French wrote about this, and you know, he's exactly what you outlined. Both parties have asserted this immunity for generations. Listen to this. For nearly a half century, the Office of Legal Counsel of the Department of Justice has consistently opined that, quote, the president and his immediate advisors are absolutely immune from testimonial compulsion by a congressional committee on matters related to their official duties. OLC has reaffirmed this position more than a dozen times over the course of the last 9 administrations of both political parties. William Rehnquist, when he was assistant attorney general, did this in 1971. He said, the president and his immediate advisors, that is, those who customarily meet with the president on a regular or frequent basis, should be deemed absolutely immune from testimonial compulsion by a congressional committee. They may not only may not be examined with respect to their official duties, but they may not even be compelled to appear before a congressional committee. Jeez. This opinion was reaffirmed by the Clinton administration in 1996 and by the Obama administration in 2014. As the Obama DOJ explained, this asserted immunity is rooted in the constitutional separation of powers and in the immunity of the president himself from congressional compulsion to testify. Since the president is the head of one of the independent branches of the federal government, if Congress could force the president or one of his immediate advisors to testify, then the president's independence and autonomy from Congress would be threatened. And that is as open and shut a case as you can possibly imagine. There is no grounds to impeach the president on obstruction of Congress. Mm-hmm. It's their job to do an investigation if they want to do one. They can't force people associated closely with the president to come and testify. That's just not how it works. If you want to do that, you can go to the Supreme Court and you can have them rule on it on individual cases. Is this outside of their everyday duties? There are some ways you can get around those things, but the court has to rule on them. Several of these witnesses that have been called have asked the court to rule on it. And the Democratic Congress said, no, that's going to take too much time. We got to get it on Christmas break or whatever their argument is. It is an open and shut case on that one. It's an embarrassment, and it shows how weak their hand is that they would even try that as one of these articles of impeachment.
So I talked to Ted Cruz. You can hear him on the podcast later today. But I talked to Ted Cruz about an hour ago, and he said, we are absolutely going to take this up, and we have questions. Now, there are three senators that are starting to put together a probe and a witness list. And the first two on their witness list, Chalupa, the woman who was at really, I think, the head of the DNC collusion with the Ukrainians, and Andrei Telyashenko, who worked first for the prosecutor's office, then was transferred and worked for the embassy here in the United States for the Ukrainians, and has details. We've talked to him on the program. He has details and names and times and places of what Democrats were there and what they were doing with Chalupa and what was happening on this collusion to throw our 2016 election and throw Donald Trump under the bus. Now, if the Democrats get their way and the Republicans do not truly open up everything and they don't investigate the whistleblower, the collusion with the Democrats, if we don't uncover all of this and come with an answer, a satisfying answer, the Republic is deeply, deeply hurt. Now, I want to, you know, they like to talk about the Constitution and their constitutional duty in Congress right now. But what does the Constitution say that there are three jobs in the preamble? What are the three jobs, Pat, of the government?
Common defense.
Provide for the common defense.
Promote the general welfare. And secure.
No.
I'm mixing up the Declaration with the preamble.
Promote the general welfare. Provide for the common defense. Mm-hmm. Promote welfare. The general welfare. And now I forgot it. Promote domestic tranquility. Okay. Mm-hmm. Providing for the common defense.
So hard to remember tranquility because we haven't seen it in
for
so
a long
time.
Are they providing for the common defense? Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I think some of the things like Civil Society 2.0 and the State Department is hurting that, but they are providing for a common defense. Okay, we have the Air Force and the Navy and everything else. Are they promoting the general welfare?
No,
I don't think so either. Look at what the headlines are in the UK. Nationalized healthcare is falling apart. The big story is the kid that was sleeping on a pillow out in a hallway because there were no beds in the hospital for him. It's completely falling apart over there. So, you know, promoting the general welfare? No. And promoting domestic tranquility.
We all know that's the exact opposite.
The exact opposite. I'm going to put everybody in that boat. I'll put everybody in that boat, knowing that some shouldn't be in that boat. But let's all look at our own parties and say, are you promoting domestic tranquility? Now, how do you do that? You do that by, well, pretty much doing the opposite of what everything in Washington is happening right now and in the media. And that is look for truth. Domestic tranquility is all screwed up when you don't know what the truth is anymore. When there is no absolute truth, when there is no arbiter of truth and justice and fairness, when it is all in question, there is no domestic tranquility. Now, I want to take you not just to what has happened and these two unbelievable charges that anybody in the media who is telling you, well, these are pretty serious charges, they're lying to you. They are absolutely lying to you. They are disappointed to the core because there's nothing to these charges. Now, let's go over the IG report that also came out yesterday. So the IG report came out and said that the Russia investigation began as justified and unbiased. But then something happened along the way. Steele, the DNC, FISA, the FBI all went off the rails. And they put this 500-page report out. And they said that there are 17 inaccuracies or errors that were made. And when you hear some of these errors or inaccuracy, remember, we're talking about going to a FISA court. This is a secret court. This is so anti-constitutional, it's sickening. But this is a secret court. And the FBI went, this should have the highest standard for any kind of warrant. So they go to this secret court and they go and they say, we have to know this stuff because this presidential candidate looks like he's doing some really bad things. Okay, but let's remember, we're dealing with the possible president of the United States. We're asking the courts and the FBI to get involved in an election. I am totally fine with somebody getting involved, the FBI, and vetting. If Donald Trump would have been in bed with Russia, it would have been really bad, and he should have been impeached if that were the case. And I like the fact that the FBI will look into these people. However, their omissions or their inaccuracies all amount to the FBI lying to the court. And some of them are really, really bad. For instance, they omitted information the FBI had obtained from another U.S. government agency detailing its prior relationship with Carter Page, including that Page had been approved as an operational contact for another agency from 2008 to 2013, and that Page had provided information to the other agency concerning his prior contacts with certain Russian intelligence officers, one of which overlapped with the facts asserted in the FISA application. So in other words, the FBI came to the court and said, hey, we got this guy. He's talking to Russian agents, and he's working for Donald Trump. And we just really need to wiretap. Okay, well, are you sure the guy's not working for us or any other agency? No, not working for any other agency. Well, that's not true. Are you sure he hasn't said anything about working with these people for us? Has he ever reported any of that? No, he hasn't done that. Well, they knew that he did. Now, is that just an inaccuracy or is that a lie? Well, one of those, you can say, is an inaccuracy. But wait until you hear the 16 others. In the one conversation with the courts. And I'll tell you what the real problem is in just a minute. Gratitude is a very powerful word, and Mike Lindell, the guy who invented MyPillow, would like you to know how grateful he is to you for making his company what it is. Now, he's come up with a great product, but it takes really great customers also to make a company great. Now, he's gone from MyPillow, which is tremendous, all the way to the Giza Dream Sheets, to towels and everything else. He's got you covered. And I highly recommend that you try the pillow and his Giza Dream Sheets. The sheets are made from the world's best cotton, Giza cotton. They're ultra soft, breathable, really durable, and super, super, super comfy. Dream Sheets, buy one, get one free. So you buy one set and you get another one free, plus free shipping if you use the promo code BECK. Get the new Giza Dream Sheets and get one free plus free shipping. Just click on the new radio listener specials to find that special at MyPillow.com. Make sure you use the promo code BECK. Just go to MyPillow.com. Don't forget, promo code BECK. MyPillow.com or call 800-966-3117. And once again, thank you. That's from Mike Lindell. 10 seconds, station ID. Okay. Are you bothered by that first inaccuracy?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Why does that bother you?
Well, because it's bogus and they're trying to remove the president of the United States. It's a pretty serious business.
Okay. So the second one included a source characterization statement asserting that Steele's prior reporting had been corroborated and used in criminal proceedings. Okay, not so bad.
Mm-hmm.
Unfortunately, they hadn't been cooperated. And they had not been used in criminal proceedings. They admitted that's number two. Here's number three.
That's another lie.
Yeah, another lie. No. An inaccuracy.
Inaccuracy.
Number three, omitted information relevant to the reliability of person one, a key Steele subsource, who is attributed with providing the information in report 95 and some of the information in reports 80, 102 relied on the application. Namely, that one, Steele himself told members of the Crossfire Hurricane team that helped him Hurricane team is the investigation on the investigators, if you will. Steele himself told members of the Crossfire Hurricane team that person one was a boaster and an egotist and may have engaged in some embellishment. And the rest of that is redacted. Okay, so they admitted all of that. They took all that stuff out when they were talking to the judge. Asserted that the FBI had assessed that Steele did not directly provide the press information in the September 23rd Yahoo News article based on the premise that Steele had told the FBI that he only shared his election-related research with the FBI and Fusion GPS, his client. This premise was incorrect and contradicted by documentation in the Woods file. Steele had told the FBI that he also gave the information to the State Department.
So we're 0-4 so far.
Yes. These are things that they were inaccuracies.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
Okay. But they didn't do anything wrong. These are just,
right.
They just made some mistakes.
Errors.
Dang it.
Errors.
When that happens.
Yeah, these are called errors
when you don't carry
and
the
inaccuracies.
One.
I love that wording.
Carry the one.
You know, when you do something intentionally, they're not errors. That's a
well. That's I'm going to get to that. I'm okay. going to get to that. These are errors because we can't decide what the intent was. They omitted that Papadopoulos's consensually monitored statements to an FBI CHS in September 2016, denying anyone associated with Trump campaign was collaborating with Russians or with outside groups like WikiLeaks in the release of the emails. So he went on the record and said, we are not doing that, not doing that. And they admitted that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
And probably not something a judge needed to see.
No.
They omitted Page's consensually monitored statements to FBI CHS in August 2016 that Page had literally never met or said one word to Paul Manafort and that Manafort had not responded to any of Page's emails. If true, those statements were in tension with claims in Report 95 that Page was participating in a conspiracy with Russia by acting as an intermediary for Manafort on behalf of the Trump campaign. So now this judge is sitting here and he's getting the same treatment that the American people are getting from Schiff and from the media. They're omitting all kinds of truth. They're omitting the entire other side of the story. Mm-hmm. They're omitting that, no, wait a minute, that never happened. And here's my sworn statement on that. They're not even mentioning it. We're only up to 6. There are 17 of these, and they get much, much worse. More in a second, and I'll tell you what the real problem is in America coming up. Hey,
We know
what an egotist. Okay, the USCCA is the United States Concealed Carry Association, and they would like to give you an extra $1,000 this holiday season. You just have to text the word Beck, B-E-C-K, to the number 87222 right now and claim 19 free chances to win $1,000 from the USCCA. The U.S. Concealed Carry Association gives away prizes like this every single month because they believe in protecting and preparing defenders, honest Americans like you. So don't wait. Seize the day and get your free chances to win. Text the number 87222. Text the word Beck to that number and find out more and claim your free entries. It's quick, easy, absolutely free. Your information is always kept private and confirmation text is going to be sent. Text the word Beck to the number 87222 right now and claim your free entries to win $1,000. And this amazing giveaway ends December 31st and the USCCA tells me it won't be back. So this is it. Text the word Beck, B-E-C-K, to the number 87222 for your chances to win $1,000. Standard message rates and data rates do apply. For more information, go to protectanddefend.com.
But I remind you to subscribe to Pat Gray Unleashed, the podcast available anywhere you get your podcasts. Go subscribe now.
If you've been listening for a while, can you tell me that what I just shared with you a few minutes ago about the IG report is what you heard from the mainstream media last night?
No.
Pat says, Pat just says laugh.
Yes.
Stu says no.
What you heard from the mainstream media was, number one, first and foremost, main thing you need to know. Is there was no finding of evidence of political bias that started this report.
Yeah, right. I'm going to come back to that.
That's okay. Number one. Right. Then they'll go into, well, there were some errors that they talked about, but it's not really. I mean, look, the bottom line, though, is, of course, no political bias.
Uh-huh. Okay, so we've gone through, what, 6 or 7 of these. There were 17. Mm-hmm. Just for time, I'm gonna just cherry pick here, but they're all bad. Okay, none of these errors fall to the Democrats' favor, you know, and oh, look. So these are all in Trump's favor, just strictly for time. I'm gonna edit some of these. The FBI failed to correct the assertion in the first FISA application that the FBI did not believe that that Steele directly provided information to the reporter who wrote the September 23rd Yahoo News article, even though there was no information in the Woods file to support this claim, and that after a certain crossfire hurricane officials learned in 2017, but before the third renewal application. So they weren't updating. They would have new information, and they would not go to the judge and go, hey, by the way, I know this is up for renewal, but some things have changed. Okay.
Yeah.
On page 6, they admitted information indicating that Page played no role in the platform change for the Republican Party on Russia's annexation of Ukraine. Now, this was alleged in the Steele dossier. but it was inconsistent with a factual assertion relied upon to support the probable cause in all four of FISA applications. So, again, we're just taking out, you know, the people and what they said happened. So there's only one side being presented here. However, as we explain later, the Crossfire Hurricane team failed to inform department officials of significant information that was available to the team at the time the FISA applications were drafted and filed. And much of that information was inconsistent with or undercut the assertions contained in the FISA applications that were used to support probable cause. So in other words, they didn't tell the judge, oh, by the way, we've got a buttload of stuff saying that this is all inaccurate. They're presenting this as this is the truth, this is all we have, and this is why we need the FISA report. Now, that seems more, it seems inaccurate to call that an inaccuracy, doesn't it?
Slightly.
Okay. Steele himself was not the originating source of any of the factual information in his reporting. Steele instead relied on a primary subsource of information who used his or her network of subsources to gather information that was passed on to Steele. With Fusion GPS's authorization, Steele directly provided more than a dozen of his reports to the FBI between July and October 2016, and several to the FBI through Orr and other third parties. Steele's handling agent told us that when Steele provided him with the first election reports in July 2016 and described his engagement with Fusion GPS, it was obvious to that agent that the request for research was politically motivated. Didn't you say the press said that there was no political motivation? It's here, and it's actually in bold print, and it's capitalized. It was obvious that the request for that research was politically motivated. However, as we describe later, as the FBI obtained additional information raising significant questions about the reliability of the Steele election reporting, the FBI failed to reassess the Steele reporting relied upon in the FISA applications and did not fully brief the FISA judge. We also found the FBI did not aggressively seek to obtain certain potentially important information from Steele. For example, the FBI did not press Steele for information about the actual funding source of this election research. So they didn't even ask who was funding all of this.
Well, that's not interesting.
Sure, sure. We determined that the Crosshair Hurricanes team receipt of Steele's election reporting on September 19, 2016, played a central and essential role in the FBI's department decision to seek the FISA order. Now, here's where it gets really dicey. October 31, 2016, shortly after the first FISA application was signed, an article entitled "Veteran Spy Has Given FBI Information Alleging a Russian Operation to Cultivate Donald Trump" was published by Mother Jones. Steele admitted to the FBI that he was the source for this article. And that's why, now listen to this, the FBI closed him as a CHS for cause in November 16.
That's big. That's a big thing.
What's a CHS?
CHS is confidential human source.
Yeah, confidential human source.
So when they do that and they close out for cause a confidential human source, they do not take any more information from them. They do not consider it to be credible. They do not have any contact with them after
that. They cannot contact the federal government, and the federal government cannot contact them. They are saying this source has been compromised and you are not to have any contact because they don't want anything tainted by that individual. The law on this is really clear. There's a whole guidebook about confidential human sources. So, as we describe below, despite having been closed for cause. So in other words, they're not just closing it because, you know, he's not so relevant. No, he violated one of the rules. So we can no longer trust him. We're terminating him with cause. The Crossfire Hurricane team continued to obtain information from Steele through the Justice Department, Orr, who met with the FBI on 13 occasions to pass along the information that he had been provided by Steele. This is a direct violation of FBI policy on handling confidential human sources. Once a source, I'm quoting from the thing that the press all read yesterday, but missed this part. Once a source has been closed for cause, the FBI can no longer touch them. Per the IG report, FBI compliance with policies, the FBI CHS policy guide, CHSPG, provides guidance to agents concerning contacts with CHSs after they've been closed for cause, as was the case with Steele on November 2016. According to the CHSPG, a handling agent must not ever initiate contact or respond to contacts from former CHSs who have been closed for cause, absent exceptional circumstances that are to be approved by the SSA. That's the Leadership Council. The CHSPG requires reopening of the CHS if the relationship between the FBI and the closed CHS is expected to continue beyond the initial contact or debriefing. But reopening requires high level of supervisory approval, including a finding that the benefits of reopening the CHS outweighs the risks. We found that while the Crossfire Hurricane team did not initiate direct contact with Steele after his closure, it responded to numerous contacts made by Steele through Bruce Orr in the Justice Department, who would also be bound by the same rules. Orr himself was not a direct witness in the Crossfire Hurricane investigation. Rather, his purpose in communicating with the FBI was to pass along information from Steele, which the FBI had closed and said, we don't want any of it because it's tainted. While the FBI CHS policy does not explicitly address indirect contact between an FBI agent and a closed CHS, we concluded that the repeated contacts with Steele should have triggered the CHS policy requiring such contacts occur only after SSA determines that exceptional circumstances exist. While the SSA was present for the meetings with Orr, we found no evidence that the SSA made considered judgments of an exceptional circumstance that it would exist. We have found that given that there were more than 13 different meetings with Orr over the period of months, the use of Orr as a conduit between the FBI and Steele created a relationship by proxy that should have triggered, pursuant to FBI policy, a supervisory decision on whether or not to reopen Steele as a CHS or discontinue accepting information indirectly through Orr. Now, who is Orr? Orr was the head guy at the Department of Justice. Let me get his actual former associate deputy attorney general at the DOJ. Associate attorney general. Okay. Kind of a big role. Who's his wife? She was working for Fusion GPS. She was also passing on information, opposition research on Trump from Fusion GPS. So he was getting it in the bedroom. He was getting it in his his clandestine meetings. Is there any political reason? Is there any reason? We learned that whether and how to present Steele's reporting in the intelligence community assessment was a topic of significant discussion between FBI and the other agencies participating in it. According to FBI, the interagency editing process for the ICA progressed. The Central Intelligence Agency expressed concern about the lack of vetting for the Steele election reporting and asserted it did not merit inclusion in the body of the report. So the CIA was saying none of this should be included. But Comey, McCabe, and other members of the FBI sought to include the reporting in the ICA. Limited information from the Steele reporting ultimately was presented in the appendix, blah, 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 blah. We believe, this is from the report, we believe that all of these inconsistencies and inaccuracies taken together resulted in FISA applications that made it appear information supporting probable cause was stronger than it actually was. The FBI closed Steele down, but Steele continued to pass the information to the FBI through Bruce Orr. Orr was instructed to pass the information on as Steele gave it to him. Orr told the investigator that he did not recall the FBI asking him to take any action regarding Steele or Simpson, but Orr stated that the general instruction was to let the FBI know whenever I got any information from Steele, end quote. Now, here's the problem. Here's why I started the hour with promoting the general welfare and what's the other one from the Constitution?
Tranquility.
Tranquility. It's really, really important that you understand that's the job of Congress. I'll tell you why and what's happening. And I don't think that it is a mistake. And why this trial must happen and must fully open up everything. I'll do that after the break. It only takes one major disaster to remind us how life is so, so very fragile and how exactly the well-oiled machine of society can break down. Life can change in a heartbeat. And that's why you have My Patriot Supply. More people today understand that being prepared for any kind of disaster is important, natural or otherwise. Prepping went down a bit when Donald Trump got into office because we all thought that, you know, Donald Trump was not Barack Obama and so it's going to be fine. But those are not our problems. The problems are not in one man, as we are now starting to see. Please, the right way to think about this is that you want to be responsible for your own family because a whole number of things could happen. Right now, you can save over $70 on a two-week food kit with guaranteed two-day delivery at preparewithglenn.com. The offer is not going to last, but here's the good news. My Patriot Supply will last through any kind of storm. You don't think you can afford to prepare? My Patriot Supply has payment plans and options that will fit any budget. So don't wait. Get ahead of it today. Just go to preparewithglenn.com. Do it now. Preparewithglenn.com.
You're listening to Glenn Beck.
All right, coming up in just a few minutes, I'm going to give you what is really happening in America. And I've not heard this opinion from anyone, and it is why the Republic disintegrates if we don't address this and address this in the Senate hearing. Pat, after hearing the IG report, after hearing all the propaganda, and then hearing just the few that I did read to you, mm-hmm. what is your takeaway?
That we are in a lot of trouble if we don't try to do something to mitigate all this. If we don't have a Senate trial to bring all this to light, it makes sense because you take us through the chronological events that have happened in the last 20 years and you see where it's led us and it just makes complete sense.
So I want to do that at the top of the hour. I want to take you, I just took the boys quickly through my theory and I want to take you through that and show you what's happened to us in the last 20 years, 25 years, and how we are being set up. And it's by our own government. Now, they may not be doing it intentionally. I think maybe some of them are now, but intentionally, I don't think this was an intentional plan. But it has gotten us to where we are, and the way to solve it is right here in front of us with this Senate hearing.
It seems to me if they don't do this right, people are just going to throw their hands up and not want to hear
anything.
They're not
going to
trust anything, any of these institutions.
Nope.
And that's really dangerous.
Nope. It is critical for the general welfare and for tranquility that they take this hearing on and open it all up. I'll explain fully next.
You're listening to Glenn Beck.
Our sponsor this half hour is realestateagentsitrust.com. Real Estate Agents I Trust. I know Sarah is looking for a new home. Sarah Gonzalez, she told me yesterday that she was using Real Estate Agents I Trust. She said it was amazing. We decided we were going to look for a new home. So at 8 o'clock at night, we just let the website know. We put in all of our information. And she said within 10 minutes, a real estate agent called and said, hey, just got informed you were looking for a house. She said, so we're going out and looking for a house. She said, it's fantastic. This makes me so happy to hear. This is my company, Real Estate Agents I Trust. And it is something where we have really combed the country. And before we even announced this, we had this in operation for about a year. And we were just making sure that the customers were really, really happy before I brought it to you because I wanted to get this right. RealEstateAgentsITrust.com. If you want somebody who's going to work tirelessly for you to sell your home or help you buy a new home and speaks your language, knows what you're looking for, RealEstateAgentsITrust.com. Go there now. RealEstateAgentsITrust.com. Welcome to Tuesday. The articles of impeachment have been filed. Ooh, it's spine tingling. It actually is laughable, and we've explained why. I want to tell you what America is really hungry for and why every single person in Washington should have to answer for the crime of violating the Constitution that says our government is set up in the preamble to provide for the common defense, promote general welfare, and what's the last one?
Ensure domestic tranquility.
Do you feel real tranquil? And how is it? I mean, I wouldn't blame somebody if we were all up in arms for something that they had nothing to do with, but we're all at each other's throats because of what they're doing. So let's talk about what America is really feeling and the answers that America truly wants. It's not coming from any report or any impeachment. What's happening? I'll explain it in 1 minute.
This is the Glenn Beck Program.
You know, I'm a simple man. I like the simple things in life. What'd you say? No, not really.
Oh, of course. No. It doesn't get any more simple.
Okay, sure. I do like nice things
yes.
an awful lot. But I also like the simple thing. There's nothing I like more than going up to the mountains where we don't have a lot of stuff. We have a small house that we all kind of cram in, 11 of us kind of cram in and live on top of each other. And I love it. I love it. Now, I like really nice things to go along with that. For instance, a Rectech grill. It is the best grill I have ever seen. I really, truly believe this grill and this kind of grilling is going to overtake, you know, propane and everything else. I've been looking for a new grill because ours is barely working. I found a Rectech grill, and Rectech built by grillers for grillers. This thing is so well built. It is it's a smoker and it's a grill. You have to really control the heat. That's the secret of a great grill. And the smoke has to be consistent. Well, they've got this down and it's all at a touch of a button.
This is, you can actually put it on an app too. You can actually like change it on an app.
Are you at the website?
I'm looking at it right now.
Yeah. It's an app.
Jeez, that's awesome.
You can do it. They've tested it. They were in Tokyo, and they started up their grill to cook some food. I mean, it's amazing. Mm. The grill was in the United States, by the way.
Yeah. Yeah. Wouldn't have been that amazing if the grill was also in Tokyo.
It was right in front of him. Okay, that's cool. Anyway, this does most of the work for you. It takes all of the temperature hassle out. You know it's at the right temperature all the time. Even if you have it in the rain and you're grilling and it's raining outside, the rain will lower the temperature of most grills. But this grill senses that and raises the temperature to keep it consistent the whole time. It's 80 pounds heavier than its nearest competitor because it's built with real steel. Don't make a huge mistake by going with another grill. Check out all the other grills and then go to RecTech Grills, R-E-C-T-E-C grills.com. RecTechGrills.com makes a great Christmas present. Makes a great any day present. RecTechGrills.com. All right, so why is there no domestic tranquility? Why is that? And who's causing it? Well, there's lots of causes, quite honestly. There's lots of causes. The causes of the loss of domestic tranquility in our country have come from voices in the media, voices overseas, but mainly it has become about the voices that are going against our Constitution. Anything that goes against our Constitution, that's what provided domestic tranquility, was the rule of law. And once the law is sidelined, once it makes special exceptions for special people, domestic tranquility goes out the window because nobody knows what to trust. Now, this started, I think, I mean, we could go back even further, but where we are now, I think, is Clinton. When the Clinton impeachment happened, and the argument about that was, well, it's not about sex, and he only lied to protect sex. Well, at that time, imagine this, we had this quaint idea that the president should always tell the truth. And if the president looks at you in the eye and lies, that should be an impeachable offense. And that's what Americans believed back in the 1990s.
Adorable. Adorable.
But the press won on that one. First, the press tried to hide all of this stuff, said it was all nonsense, conspiracy theory. And if it wasn't for Matt Drudge, we may not have ever known the truth about what happened in the White House with Monica Lewinsky. Now, we can argue about impeachment all you want, but here's the first stone. Never before did we have the ability to tell the truth outside of the media monolith. They were all in lockstep, just like they are right now, but you didn't have voices outside. You didn't have anything online, especially nobody was even online. And Drudge breaks this story. And so there's the beginning of the, dare I say it, chink in the armor. Then 2000, the election happens. It's close. They call it for Bush. Everybody goes to bed. They wake up and they find out, wait a minute, it's not Bush, because there looks like there's some irregularity. Now, that's all right and sane, but what America saw was people who were liberal in this very liberal precinct taking out punch cards and examining them. I'll never forget the guy with the glasses, and it looked like he had hair in his ears. Remember that bald guy? And he was examining it to see how hard was that punch. Was that a punch through? Was that a hanging chad?
It's a dimple.
Was it a dimple? Mm. Remember all that?
Oh, yeah.
And we're
the
like,
intent of the voter.
Right. This is no way to run, to hire a president. What is this? And we didn't feel that it was really, the Republicans didn't feel that was fair. And then the Democrats didn't think that the Supreme Court was fair. So we started down that course even further, where we just were enemies, because Bush was selected, not elected. Then 9/11 happened. Now, I know that Osama bin Laden was responsible for that. Those were Al-Qaeda members. They were all working for him. There is the steel melts. I know that's hard to believe for some, but steel melts. The conspiracy theories that went around 9/11, they were started, many of them, by Alex Jones, who at the time was considered a lefty. The left loved him. So we had that conspiracy. And we never really got to any answers. We did with the conspiracies, but we never got any real answers on why were all the Saudi nationals allowed to fly out when no planes were flying that day. We never felt comfortable with the 9/11 commission because we know that Sandy Berger went into the National Archives and snuck documents that we apparently still to this day don't know what they were because he destroyed them. And he only lost his security clearance for a while. If you and I did that, we'd go to prison and we would never be allowed even in a federal building unless it was to go to court. So we never got an answer on that. We never really understood why the United States is excusing Saudi Arabians. Then on top of it, you had this mix in the government, domestic tranquility, to make sure that we overextended the olive branch to Islam. Americans didn't have a problem with it. We didn't have a problem with it. But we were given, in the middle of the night, the Patriot Act and told, you're not patriotic unless you're for it. And so now we have to take off our shoes and our belts and everything else. They're now scanning our eyes. And we all know that's not really keeping us secure. That's not the best way to do it. This is more about us than them. We've started to violate things with the NSA. We have a huge server farm in Utah that was built. They won't tell us what records are there, but they have admitted they're collecting all communications on all Americans, but it's safe. It's safe. They're not doing anything with it. But we've never really gotten any answers. Even after, what's his name, went over to Russia, who was the whistleblower? They made a movie about him. He was the guy who blew the whistle on the NSA. Oh, shoot, Snowden. What's his name? Snowden. Mm-hmm. Even after Snowden, we never really did get any answers, have we? So we haven't really gotten any answers on 9/11.
Well, I mean, we got answers on 9/11, but about the details that you're talking about.
We want
about there.
To know what Saudi Arabia was doing. How is Saudi Arabia, what is our relationship doing to us? I don't care about pointing fingers at somebody and say, well, you were a part of that. I don't care about that.
Especially in a week where a Saudi military guy is over here shooting up our bases.
We're still dealing with it. And because those answers weren't actually asked and answered, and because we went politically correct, we do have the shooting. Now, this is three shootings of three military bases in a row. Seems to me like we have a pattern here, but we're not talking about it. Dare we say it's terrorism from Saudi Arabia? We can't say it. Then we have the war in Iraq. The war in Iraq brought up on what I think we thought was accurate, that he had weapons of mass destruction. But half the country doesn't believe that. And we really, have we had a final, can we all come together and look at the facts and know for sure? Well, no, now we're finding out that even during Obama, the Obama administration was lying about how good the war was going. So we can't even trust the guy who came in with hope and change. And when he came in because the banking collapse, something that I for two or three or maybe even 5 years before was saying, this thing is going to come down. The banks are going to collapse under this and it's going to be a housing crisis. We were right. Everyone said we were going to be wrong. Okay, fine. But what really caused it? What really caused it? Well, we know. We know we have the evidence that it was that somebody was profiting, some probably Saudi Arabia, profiting on our destruction of the banking crisis. On that day, we know it. It's why we stopped trading. But what do we know? Shouldn't we have looked into that? Have we fixed that so it won't happen again? Nope, we don't talk about it. The banking crisis, did anybody go to jail? The only ones that were punished were you, the people who had the loans, not the banks. In fact, they passed laws to fix what the problem was before the federal investigation on what the problem was finished. We never got any answers. We never got any answers on Benghazi. We still don't have any answers on Hillary Clinton's emails that are satisfactory. You know, if I did that or you did that, we'd all go to jail. Hillary, it was just some mistake. It was an inaccuracy, which is what the Mueller report, the investigation from the IG, comes out and says. These are just inaccuracies. No, these are clear policies that were violated. These things were violated for a reason. What are you, the Keystone Cops? America doesn't buy these answers. So now what do? We are at a crossroads, and this Senate hearing and trial of impeachment will be the answer. Whether we survive or whether we have no domestic tranquility, I contend, come from this last shot in the Senate. More in a second. Christmas time is filled with surprises, and most of them are good. Till the doorbell rings, and then you see your family, and you're like, I kind of knew you were coming, and I'm surprised on how excited I used to be until I opened the door. There's also surprises that are bad, like your personal information get exposed because of your online activities. In case you didn't already know, surprise, cyber criminals can and love to access your personal information through public Wi-Fi. You need the multiple layers of protections for the ever-evolving threats that connect our devices and online privacy. A new Norton 360 membership provides those layers of protection with a VPN, device security, and a password manager. Norton 360 is the easy-to-use solution with real-time threat protection against existing and emerging malware threats to your devices. It helps protect your private and financial information when you go online. It lets you browse anonymously and securely with no-log VPN. Bank-grade encryption keeps the information secure that you send and receive. Now, nobody can prevent all cybercrime, but new Norton 360 is a powerful ally for the cyber safety during the Christmas season and beyond. Give the gift of up to 50% off an annual subscription on your first year at Norton.com/Beck. 50% off right now. Norton.com/Beck. Terms do apply. 10 seconds, station ID. So if you look at what this impeachment can expose, Pat, this will really kind of expose the idea behind Benghazi because of civil society 2.0, right? Mm-hmm. Kind of gets you an answer there. It gets you an answer on what really happened in 2016 with the elections. It doesn't answer Russia. I mean, we know that Trump was not colluding with Russia at this point, but Russia was trying to influence our elections. Have you seen a report that says exactly what they did and how we are now positioned to make sure they never do it again? I haven't.
No.
So there's no explanation on that. We need to know the explanation on what civil society 2.0 is, because that involves, I think, Benghazi, all of our military, these never-ending wars, this war of deep state thinking they control the president. It also exposes the Democratic Party and what they were doing. It exposes our relationship of us funding George Soros. There's a lot of things in here that need to be exposed. And if we don't get the answer, we can't recover. It will only lead us down a trail of bigger and worse conspiracy theories.
That was one, I think, the real tragedies of the Mueller report situation. I mean, as we see today, two articles of impeachment brought up today. None of them have anything to do with the Mueller report. They did all this time, all this investigation, and got nothing when it comes to that. They've gone through the impeachment and still didn't bring this one up. They did consider it, but didn't. And if you think about the big problem there is Mueller actually did do the thing you're talking about with Russia, down to the point where they identified specific Bitcoin addresses of how Russia was transferring money around to influence our election. IP addresses. I mean, they went into incredible detail on that. And the media completely ignored it because it had nothing to do with Trump, because they didn't care. It didn't feed their narrative of we need this guy out of here. They decided to completely ignore the real story.
And left us in a situation to where you say, well, I agree that Russia tried to influence the election. They interpret that as, see, you believe that Trump did it too. No, I don't.
That's totally different.
Right.
Totally
two separate things.
And nobody will accept in the mainstream media that it could have been Russia doing what they try to do. And Ukraine, who also
and
tried
China.
To do, yes.
And North Korea.
Yes.
And Iran. I mean, there's a list of people that would like to sow the seeds of discontent in our country. And we're all doing it because Congress, the administration, both of them, are not standing up and saying, I want the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. Donald Trump should say right now, I want all of it, all of it. I want their people that they had testify, and I want my people. Let the chips fall where they may. I want a clear slate on this. This investigation would clean out the media. It would be the biggest humiliation and exposing of the media and their lies than ever before.
If they do it right.
If they do it right.
Do you have any confidence that the Republicans are going to do it right? Because
I have confidence in a few people. And if it doesn't, I shared with you a theory of mine why it wouldn't. And did you believe it? Pat, did you think, well, that makes total sense? Stu, did you?
It makes sense.
Yes. Okay. If they don't do it, it will lead to other theories. And they are, at this point, conspiracy theories because there's no evidence. But people will look for a reason why. They all know. Half of the country knows right now that this is a setup and a witch hunt.
Yeah.
And they know that Ukraine did some things. They don't necessarily know what. They also know that Russia did some things. They want answers, real, honest answers, not a puppet show, not a political stage show, real answers. And if you don't give it to the American people, you completely lose your relationship with them at this point.
You're listening to Glenn Beck.
All right, NetSuite is this great, great service from Oracle. It's often the micromanagers who are the most successful because they know what is happening. They also die from, you know, high blood pressure and strokes because micromanaging a business, you know, no matter how good you are, takes all of the time, all of the time. And when I say micromanaging, I just mean somebody not that's running everything, somebody that knows what's happening. If you don't know your numbers, you don't know your business. Right now, there is a dashboard available, a central software that acts as a merger point for all of the departments and all of the systems. So the job of the micromanager is automated, and it's much, much more accurate, and you never have to worry about the blood pressure. If you own a business like I do, you know the value of this system, and it's from Oracle. It'll save you time, money, and unnecessary headaches of managing sales, financing, accounting, orders, HR, all of it from your desktop or phone. Right now, you get a free guide if you just set up your free demo at netsuite.com/Beck. netsuite.com/Beck. Do it now.
So much to go to through today with the impeachment and everything else going on. Go to blazetv.com, use the promo code Glenn, and save $10 off your subscription.
So the impeachment articles have been filed today. Abuse of power because the president went for personal gain against the national interests. No way you can prove that. No way you can prove that. In fact, I think you make a strong case that all of it was for the national interest. And I'll get into that a little bit tomorrow. The second is obstruction of Congress. Notice they don't say obstruction of justice. They say obstruction of Congress because he didn't let people testify. Well, neither did Congress. But the reason why he held them back is because the president has a right to. In fact, many of the witnesses said, look, I have one branch of government tell me to testify, another branch of government tell me not to. If Congress wants me to testify, they got to bring it to the court. If the court tells me a third branch that I have to testify or not, then I'll do it. They didn't do that because the courts have been very, very, very clear. When it comes to one branch over the other, they have the right to say no, unless the third branch gets involved and says yes. And it's been decided in our courts over and over and over again with the language along the lines of clear rights. So they're not going to be able to prove corruption or obstruction of Congress. Now, you want to talk about the national interests. You want to find out if the national interests are there and if anyone has abused power. Tonight at 5 o'clock, I'm going to show you how the Congress has abused their power in unbelievable ways. And nobody seems to care. But that's all going to change as soon as it goes into the Senate. Now, Mark Levin, who is a co-founder of the Blaze with me, Blaze Media, is on this like white on rice. Oh my gosh, is that racist? It is. I mean, that is why racist, white yes. rice and not brown rice?
Thank you
know.
Very much.
It's just like white and brown on rice. It's just like that. He's been all over this. I want to give you a little piece of what he said about what's really happening in this impeachment and what it's really all about. Listen to this.
No president in American history has ever been treated like this, let alone a president who's facing impeachment. No federal judge, all 18 of them that faced impeachment, they weren't all found guilty, but 18 of them have ever been treated like this. This is the most grotesque abuse of power by the House of Representatives under the control of the Democrats we've ever seen, because it is a silent coup, the purpose of which is to remove a duly elected president and disenfranchise the almost 63 million people who voted for him. The reason the Republicans are all united, from all parts of the country, some more conservative than others in the House, they're all united. Not because every single one of them loves the president, but every single one of them is absolutely flabbergasted by what's taking place in this phony House of Representatives.
This is Mark Levin from his Blaze TV show. He is very clear. I hope to have him on today at 5 o'clock if we can make our schedules match. He'll be on, and I really want to hear him on these two articles of impeachment. I mean, he's a constitutional scholar, and I think these two are absolutely laughable.
The second one is complete garbage.
Garbage.
The first one, I mean, I don't believe, and I would not vote for it, but I mean, at least you can, the abuse of power has been a commonly constructed idea in the past. But I like your analysis of this, and I like Mark's analysis of this. I just wish I could get them in one place, maybe under one particular subscription.
No, impossible.
Yeah, I know. I'm not saying it's possible.
It would take a group of people. I mean, it would be great to have like Dave Rubin.
Oh yeah,
right.
Yeah, sure.
And Steven Crowder.
Yeah, yeah.
All these people. You know, get it like 40 people together.
Now you're getting ridiculous. I'm just saying, and Mark would be great.
You couldn't get those egos to do it. I mean, no. My ego to share a space with somebody like
you're
no
terrible.
Way. I never do that.
In every way, you're terrible.
Unless you went to blazetv.com and subscribe for blazetv.com.
Yeah, then I want to spend the whole thing. I'd rather save $10. What would I do then?
Well, you'd have to use the promo code Glenn.
Mm.
Yeah. Wow, blazetv.com/Glenn. Use the promo code Glenn. Save $10. And you get what Stu says is a dream come true.
Mm-hmm.
And so much more, as we will be announcing in the coming days and weeks. We're really excited about what we have to offer you at blazetv.com. All right. So what haven't we covered today?
So we've gone through the entire IG report mm-hmm. and given you pretty much every single one of mm-hmm. the major errors,
yes.
quote-unquote errors. I love this. Yesterday I was reading the New York Times story about this, and they're going through the
inaccuracies.
They called this one an error, and mm-hmm. I want to understand how this is an error. It was an email that a quote-unquote low-level staffer edited the email to take out things that did not agree with their FISA application. This error was then replicated on multiple.
Didn't just like change a comma.
No, no.
Changed and print and wrote in the reverse
right.
of the line.
That's not an error.
No.
Okay. That is an intentional act. The errors and intentional acts are not the same thing.
Like carry the one. I forgot to carry the one.
I forgot. It was a mistake. I was trying to do something right, and instead I made a mistake, and it was wrong. That's an error. This is I was trying to do something wrong and succeeded. That's not an error.
This is like the Keystone Cops. You know what we should do? We should just take all of the footage of Mueller, his team, Congress, and the hearings, and just speed it up so it looks and put it in black and white mm-hmm. so it looks like those old Keystone Cop movies. Because that's really what you have to believe, that this government is so inept that they would make these, what is it, 17 or 19 inaccuracies, which all go one way. I mean, it's one thing to say oh, they're making errors if it cut both ways. It's an error.
Mm-hmm.
If you have 19, quote, mistakes, and one of them goes for this way, one of them goes the other way. But 19 mistakes that all happen to favor one side? That's statistically impossible.
It does seem to be that way.
It is.
A couple of other things from this report. One being the dossier was central, according to the IG, was central to how they acquired these FISA warrants, mm-hmm. which is a big deal.
Yeah.
And the dossier was shown to be really, you know, the piece of crap that we kind of all thought it was in that they went to try to actually figure out how many of these things were true. The only things that were true in there were publicly available information, which is embarrassingly pathetic. I mean, if you can't get
right.
none of the things that came to this report.
The golden shower?
No, they were not able to confirm that one.
Huh.
In fact, they had witnesses, not witnesses of that because it didn't happen, but people who were in places to know and actually said, no, actually, that's the opposite of what happened. That
right.
didn't happen.
Right.
So that's a big deal.
And
it also shows, like, would anyone, for any reason, hire Christopher Steele for anything after this? I mean, he was charging a fortune to get high-level information from sources around the world and came up with literally nothing except for publicly available information. I mean, Fusion GPS got really ripped off. Well, I guess the DNC got ripped off. At the
Did
end of
they?
It. I mean, now it comes to this, right? They've got an impeachment potentially out of it. So it is central. But he didn't do anything, right? Like, he pushed an agenda, but he didn't actually get them any information. And that's pretty pathetic.
No, they have the information that the DNC got from Fusion GPS, the information they had, if you had a decent press who would say, we're going to, even if it was exposed, because what was it? What was the website that just exposed it and just published it?
Oh,
and then CNN,
BuzzFeed.
Yeah, BuzzFeed. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And so CNN said, we have to, okay, so what you do is you say, these charges are out. We're going to let you know what these charges are, but we're not going to discuss this. We're doing our own investigation into this report, how this report came to be, and we're going to try to corroborate any of these things. They didn't do that.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't do that. So the DNC got what they wanted. The other one that they were working on was in Ukraine. They wanted to bring down Paul Manafort. And I'm telling you, there's one thing I can't put my finger on, but I'm telling you, Tony Podesta is involved in this. He, I think, has done the same things that Paul Manafort did. And because I cannot explain why the day that Paul Manafort thing breaks, he closes up shop. One of the most important lobbyists in Washington, D.C. He turns the lights off, fires everybody, and says, this is our last day. Goodbye.
Oh, man. That was really weird. I mean, it was reminiscent of, like, you've got a dictator in control of a country, and they come to you and they say, hey, people with torches are walking this way. There is a plane on that tarmac. You will never return to this country. Do you want to get in it? It's yeah. that type it was of scenario.
It was so weird.
He just, all of a sudden, he just abandons ship, mm-hmm. leaves behind this incredible business, mm-hmm. and no one ever asked another question about it.
So how does that happen with Tony Podesta? Why, at the same time, when he's doing the same job that Manafort is doing, mm-hmm. okay?
With a lot of the same people.
With the same people. Ones get paid, the other doesn't?
Very, really? Very strange.
Really, really weird. But what did they get? They got the same thing as the Steele report. They get a report that is so badly put together and so obviously not real that when they go to court, the FBI doesn't even use it.
Doesn't even enter it into evidence.
The Justice Department told the DNC, all we need is another reason. If you just give us any reason, doesn't have to be true. Just has to be something that gives us reason to open this up because we blew another case. But we could take it again if you give us a reason to open it. And so they did. But it was such a bad reason that they never even used it in court. Mm.
And one last, I think, important takeaway from this. The big headline from the mainstream media is that they found no political bias in this report. That is not, however, the truth. What they said was, we found no political bias at the beginnings of this report. It's not started because of political bias. However, what they said is documentary evidence of political bias. They could not find that, which is, in other words, me saying, like, if I text you, Glenn, and I say, hey, we got to start a movement to take Trump out, anything at our disposal, go for it. Right. Like, that is something that you would do. And it sometimes does happen in these investigations. They actually catch people saying it that overtly. Mm-hmm. They didn't catch them doing that here. But there's something that happened where this investigation started. Some of it was for legitimate reasons and some of it was for legitimate beliefs.
Political.
But went political, or at least followed the exact path it would have taken if it was political bias.
Well,
it's hard to imagine it was something else.
Let me just give you this one line. Remember, the media is telling you that they found no political bias. Steele's handling agent told us that when Steele provided him with the first election reports in July 2016 and described his engagement with Fusion GPS, it was obvious to the agent that the request for the research was politically motivated. Hmm.
Okay. And they went along with it anyway.
And they didn't tell FISA, FISA court, that very fact.
Mm-hmm.
That was an inaccuracy.
That's just one of the many.
Yeah.
Just
one of the many. And they're really bad inaccuracies. Listen to the podcast at glennbeck.com or wherever you get your podcast. Or if you're a member, you can watch the whole show at blazetv.com/Glenn. All right. The holidays are here. Bad time of the year for break-ins. I mean, not if you're a criminal. It's a great time. This is the best time of the year. It's the most wonderful time of the year for a break-in. If you're somebody who owns the house, horrible time of year, unless you have SimpliSafe. SimpliSafe offers comprehensive professional home security at an affordable rate, and that should put a smile on your face. And right now, it's the best time of the year to get a SimpliSafe security system for the holidays. They're giving you a huge discount on your system and a free security camera. SimpliSafe protects every room, every door, every window with 24/7 professional home monitoring. And if there's a break-in, SimpliSafe can give you real-time video confirmation so police respond 3.5 times faster. No contract, no hidden fees, no fine print. Fair and honest, starting at $15 a month. So go to SimpliSafeBeck.com and take advantage of SimpliSafe's amazing holiday savings and get a free HD security camera. The offer is for a limited time only. It ends soon, so do it now. SimpliSafeBeck.com. Save big and get a free HD security camera. SimpliSafeBeck.com.
You're listening to Glenn Beck.
Hey Have you seen the poll numbers for what's his name? Boris Johnson in England. You know, they're having another. I don't even know how their elections work. They seem to be voting every 10 minutes.
Yes, that's how they work.
But, you know, the reason why they had to have this vote is because they couldn't come to a consensus on the leaving the EU.
And the Brexit and the anti-Brexit people basically said, well, if we could vote again, then we can get this whole thing thrown out. And
right.
The British people are like, don't seem to be into that.
No. In fact, it looks almost like a Reagan-Mondale kind of sweep for Boris Johnson, which I don't think they expected at all. The Labour Party is hemorrhaging, just hemorrhaging. And I think the vote is on Thursday. And if it shapes up like some of the polls are showing, they're leaving. They will leave in January.
I love how that seems like a really bold statement after they voted it
twice,
multiple years ago.
Right.
you know, but it's true. It does, at times, it has not felt as if it was going to happen. But Boris Johnson will do it if he can get control.
Yeah.
He actually will go ahead with it.
Yeah. So if they've put the right people in his party, in the Conservative Party, but it's a sweep for the Conservatives. And I'm telling you, if this Senate trial is played openly, fairly, and exposes everything, it's going to be a sweep for Donald Trump. It will be a sweep for Donald Trump.
Yeah.
I think so. I mean, think this trial is going
to
do...
It depends on how it goes, I guess. I mean, it depends on how good of a job the Republicans do explaining this to people, how well people can dive in and understand it. If
you
they
have Ted Cruz, one of the best attorneys out there.
I mean, the White House apparently wants to do it over Christmas, which would, I mean, I don't think
foolish.
They're going to do that. The Senate isn't going to pick it up. But it doesn't seem like they want to.
Please, you know. Mr. President, make lemonade out of these lemons.
Yeah.
This is going to be the sweetest lemonade ever. Let this go through. Tell the press that you're even going to be there. You're just going to sit up in the balcony and you might be texting and tweeting and you might shout some things out. Get every eyeball on this hearing.
You're listening to Glenn Beck.
So